ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम सहनावतु सहनभुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शांति 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 वी अंडरस्टूड द थ्री आंसर फॉर टू क्वेश्चंस फर्स्ट टू क्वेश्चंस द सिंपल आंसर फॉर which are the organs which are not functional in dream, sense organs and organs of actions. Which are the organs that are functional, we understood the mind and pranas. And the pranas functioning was poetically presented as a ritual. It becomes agnihotram, karma, a ritual, and as a result of that ritual, and one can have Brahmaloka Prapti in terms of Sushupti Sukham. And wherein one really, that Brahmaloka, that Sushupti Sukham is as good as what? As good as actually Brahma Sukham, Brahma Jnana Sukham. Why? Because in Brahma Jnana also there is no a division. In Sushupti also there is no division. The only difference is in Sushupti there is Ajnanam. In Brahma Jnanam, there is no Ajnana. That is understood. Anyway, the answer was very clear. The third question was, who is the experiencer in dream? That's the third question, wasn't it? And we saw the experiencer in the dream is the mind, we said. The mind means, can we say, just the mind? Mind by itself cannot be the experiencer. But without the mind, there cannot be experience. Isn't it? The experiencer, the mind enjoys the status of being the experiencer because of the blessing of Chaitanyam. That is very clear, isn't it? Therefore, you can say what? The mind manifesting consciousness is the experiencer. And what is experienced then? Upanishad says, what is experienced in dream is another than the mind only. Sarvaha pashyati, sarvam pashyati. What is experienced also is the mind. The experience also is in the mind. It helps us to understand later on the non-duality. Later we can see that. In fact, how can you say that what is experienced is also mind? Because the account of the Shastram, the concept of dream. What is dream, isn't it? See, whatever is heard, seen, smelt, tasted, experienced, perceived in the waking state, in this life, or in one's previous any other lives, they alone must have caused impressions, samskaraha or vasanas. See, the word samskara is used in different places, different contexts. So here the experiences always cause the mental impressions called vasanaha or samskaraha, and they alone remain stored, collected in the subconscious. And they become replayed, and that is how what is seen also is what already the mind only, is not something outside, something other than the mind is experienced. And there in dream, the seen is dream, the seeing is dream, the seer is also dream. If we experience lion in dream, the dream lion is in the form of a thought only. Dream, there's a lion thought, for the day's experience of the lion, and the experiencer is the dream, the experiencer also is the mind, and the experience is mind, the experience is also mind. Riputi Bheda is also not there. This is the answer, okay? Just to understand the answer for that much is enough. So I can say the mind itself cannot be the experiencer. Mind manifesting consciousness becomes the experiencer there. So mind is the experienced also. The fourth question, it will become much clearer later on. No, not the fourth. It is the, yeah, the fourth question. Who is the experiencer of the, yeah, who experiences sukham is the next question. That is in deep sleep state. Yeah. This fourth question related to the prajnaha, isn't it? Who is the experiencer? The status comes from, again you had said what now? If mind is the experiencer of the dream, the experiencer obtaining in the deep sleep state, isn't it? Who is the experiencer of the sukham? Okay. In this context, you are going to understand the dream also properly here. See, something which you wouldn't have heard until now. It seems all our waking state experiences in this life mostly, or some of them of the past lives also, the experiences remain, become vasana samskaras, the mental impressions. They remain stored in chittam, we say. Where does this chittam remain? Where do these vasanas remain? It seems, this is a non-verifiable discussion, okay? There are nadis, the subtle nadis, and the nadi, in those nadis alone, these vasanas remain. Vasanas, which get collected as chittam, they remain in these nadis. Something new, we suppose, introduces. Actually, speaking, Upanishad itself does not say, the commentators for the given mantra, they say that. The nadis, and whatever is in the nadis alone, they become thrown again to form the, again, experience of a dream. The next question, when is it discussed now? For the next question actually, who is the experiencer of the sukham in deep sleep state? We say prajnaha. Who is a prajnaha? Name given to the jiva only. So in deep sleep state, see, we have experience of sukham in the waking state. Listen carefully. We have experience of sukham in the waking state. We have experience of sukham in the dream also. Dream sukham also is there. And we experience the sukham in deep sleep state also. But what is the difference between the sukham experienced in waking and dream and the sukham experienced in the deep sleep state? In waking and dream, sukham experienced is mixed with the experience of pain also. The pleasure sukham experienced in waking and dream is also along with the experience of the dukkham also. It's not, you don't experience purely sukham in waking. You don't experience purely sukham in dream. But in dream, in the deep sleep state, there's only sukham, dukkha rahita sukham is experienced in deep sleep state. So we simply say taijasa experiencer means, we said again, taijasaha, we said prajnaha is also the name given to what ultimately the consciousness is not the experiencer, but there is no experiencer, there cannot be experiencer without the consciousness. Therefore, the experiencer here is the mind, when you say the mind manifesting consciousness, the experiencer we serve. The taijasaha also, the prajnaha also, another than the jiva, the consciousness, identified with this avidya, obtaining in deep sleep state is the experiencer. But we don't say consciousness is the experiencer. But the experiencer is what now? He is the one, you can say avidya, the experiencer is consciousness identified with the avidya in deep sleep state, you can say. You can say mind, the experience is the mind, experience also is the mind, experience is also the mind. But that mind enjoys the status of being experiencer because of the blessing of consciousness. That is very clear. So what he says in this last question, the answer is given. See, in deep sleep state, when we have sukham, it is not dukkha mishrita sukham. It is pure sukham. That you don't experience pain and pleasure together in deep sleep state. Only pleasure, sukham, isn't it? That sukham, what do we think? Is it because of punyam? Because of punyam? Shastra says no. When you experience sukham in waking, it is because of punyam. When you experience dukkham in waking, it is because of papa. When you experience sukham in dream, because of punyam. Experience dukkham in dream because of papam, abalam and prabalam. Isn't it? Weak parabdha or stronger parabdha. But when you experience sukham in deep sleep state, it is not because of punyam. What it says, Shastra, something different it is said. There is a, when the parabdha karma ends, it's called karma avasanam. The parabdha karma ends, there's a gap between the end of prarabdha and beginning of new prarabdha. That gap, you have neither punyam nor papam. When you have to experience, for one to experience sukham or dukkham, isn't it? Dukkham, the sense organ, the, what he says, there must be mind, there must be association with the jiva must have, must come in contact with the sense organs and the mind, especially sense organs. Without coming in contact with the sense organs, without sense organs and functioning, there cannot be experience of pain and pleasure. When do you have experience of pain and pleasure? Only when there is, when there's a contact with the sense organs. In deep sleep state, what happens? The jiva is not able to come in contact with the sense organs. Is it? The jiva, you don't come in contact with the sense organs. And even, therefore perception cannot take place, therefore there cannot be sukha dukkha anubhava in deep sleep state. Why? Because sense organs are remain resolved. And then, and also, even the, it is not possible for the, whatever is stored in the nadis, in the form of samskaras, even they can be thrown up and experience the dream also. When the experience of the, when one cannot come in contact with the sense organs, when the, even the samskaras can be thrown up and experience the dream also, that time, what one has is the experience of the sukham. There is an experience of sukham possible only when the samskaras stored in subconscious, the nadis, when they are not thrown up, you cannot experience the dream. When the when one cannot come in contact with the sense organs also, then there is no experience of sukham and dukkham possible. For one to come in contact with sense organs or for the vasanas to be thrown up and to have experience of the dream also, one must have what? Karma phalam. So whenever, every day, what happens then? Karma avasanam. See, if we are not able to sleep because some other reason, because B12 is very low, or B12 is nil, or 0.1 is not enough, B12, we are not able to sleep, there is another physical, medical problem, isn't it? Otherwise, sleeping, isn't it? The sleeplessness is caused by water, so B12 is something, some problem also causes sleeplessness. But sometimes, you are able to sleep, you are not able to sleep, but Shastram says here, there is avasanam. It is not because of punyam you are able to sleep. It is not because of papam you are not able to sleep. Then there is a karma avasanam. In between there is a gap. This is the Shastram's, okay, this is the Shastra's approach. This is how Shastram looks at it. The para, between the one karma, between the another karma, there is a gap. When the karma, when the parabdha karma also, isn't it? our own karma phalam also rests, then there's a rest. There's no karma, isn't it? One karma parabdha ended. Again, another new parabdha karma has to begin. There's a gap in between. When there's a gap, when the karma phalam is not there, that time it is not possible for you to come in contact with sense organs or for the vasanas to be replayed. But the vasanas to be replayed, for one to be able to have the dream experience, you must have what? Karma phalam. Abala, weak parabdha phalam you must have. Or for you to be able to come in contact with the sense organs, thereby, isn't it? Also you must have what? Karma phalam. See, without the prarabdha karma phalam, even perception is not possible. Understand, sense organs cannot be used. Amazing. You got the point now. This is something new only in this Upanishad it is stated. Especially commentators make. Shankar Bhagavatpada, in Anandagiri expert, they write, they say this. It is not because of punyam, we say, no, even to sleep well, one should have punyam, we think. Really speaking, it is not because of the, because no anubhava. See, for sukham or dukkham to be there, there must be what? There must be perception. For perception to be there, sense organs must be what now? For be functional. The association with the sense organs. In deep sleep state, there's no association with sense organs. Because sense powers are all resolved. In deep sleep state, that is why we call it a deep sleep state, mainly because sense organs are not functional. Because they resolve, the perception does not take place, so the interaction is not possible, isn't it? For them to be functional, to come in contact with sense organs, thereby to be able to perceive, to have that sukha dukkha anubhava, one must have what? Karma. Part of the karma must be there. You have to appreciate Ishvara order, no? Then what in this context is said, hey, there's an avasanam, karma avasanam. Every time you are sleeping, so the sleep is what? The time, whenever you have this experience of sukham, there is a gap between the end of prarabdha and the beginning of prarabdha, new another karma. End of one karma, beginning of another karma, there is a gap, and that gap, there's a rest on part of the karma, so we also rest. Got it? Got the point. Therefore, now we don't worry. Oh, I don't have any punyam, that's why I'm not able to sleep. No. Then we have to check blood test. Okay? That's another problem. But actually, that's also another problem. There's some part of the why the problem comes. But this it is said very clearly what? Definitely Shastam says, that is the time. Therefore, no prarabdha, there's no karma in between. But again, the quickly karma, next karma is in order, quickly it works, you wake up. Every day you are woken up by what? Karma. Every day you are woken up by karma. Whether you like it or not, is it not? 17, 18 people have to come to Rishikesh and eat this roti sabji, whether we like it or not. Understand? We quickly made decisions and bought tickets and call about. That's a different thing. But somewhere must be there, isn't it? So what is waking up every day is part of the karma. Why? You have to experience that day. Sukham dukkha anubhava. Sukha dukkha anubhava, for that to be there, definitely there must be contact with the sense organs. There is no contact with sense organs for the jiva. Jiva is not connected to the sense organs in deep sleep state. Is it clear? And then what about in dream? Dream also, even to dream also is what now? Dream experience also is because of parabdha only. That at least for the how karma, parabdha karma is twofold. Prabala parabdham, abala parabdham. The parabdha is much stronger, then you come in, you are in contact with sense organs, thereby the experience happens, and the based on experience that sukha-dukha anubhava will be there. You experience both pain and pleasure. In dream, abala parabdham is there. You don't need something new. What has already gone into your memory, which you obtaining in the nadis, shasana of the nadis also, which is okay, and then they become thrown up and replayed from experience of the, you should either be in association with this, your own samskaras, or in your sense organs, only then experience of sukha-dukkham is possible. But in deep sleep state, you neither have punyam, nor do you have papam. In between, if you have papam, dukkha will be there. So punyam, you have sukham will be there. Now because sukham, which is what now? It is neither sukham nor dukkham. That is sukham. That is what is called Brahma sukham. In deep sleep state, what you have is what? It is neither pain nor pleasure. Is it clear now? Because we use the term sukham for pleasure also. That is what is actual sukham means what? Is not neither sukham nor dukkham, neither pleasure or pain. So that's why I said absence of, you know, experience of the non-experience of pain and pleasure. Both you don't have. No punyam, no papam. In between, what is there? This is avasanam. Use the term now. Technically, it said karma avasane sukha dukkha rahityam is what? Swapna sukham. Karma avasanam, which means before the beginning of a karma, there's an end of a karma. In between, there's a gap. No sukham or dukkham. Therefore, neither dream sukham, sukha dukkham, nor waking sukha dukkham. When both are not there, only then you have only sukham. Sushupti sukham. Because that is why the difference is, in waking and dream you have what? Sukham mixed with dukkham. Vikshepa, dukkha vikshepa sahitam sukham. Dukkha sahitam sukham, isn't it? Whereas in dream, in deep sleep state, there is no pure sukh, there is no sukha dukkha rahitam sahitam sukham. Which means it is neither sukham nor dukkha, means it is not because of punyam or papam, because it's an end. That time, even your samskaras obtaining in, the vasanas obtaining in the nadis, in the form of memory, what obtaining in the nadis also cannot be thrown up because karma is not there. This is something newly said only in this karma. Then the reason he gives, there are two reasons, okay? One is, he uses the term pittam, something I want to know. Pittena pihitam. Why the vasanas are not thrown up here? Because the pittam means, the word pittam has two meanings. One is, it's agni tattvam. The pittam is, the word pittam is used. No, we say that covers, it seems. Pittena pihitam. Pittam is covering. It's covering the thoughts. That's something they say. Which means, the karma avasanam. Karma avasanam means it comes to an end. The karma ends. Before the beginning of the new karma, there's a gap. So every day you fall asleep and your parabdha ends. That day parabdha is over. The next day parabdha begins, you wake up. Parabdha ends, you sleep. Parabdha begins, you wake up. And after falling asleep also, abala parabdha comes, you are disturbed again. You are woken up half. You are half woken up and you are disturbed, and whatever pain or pleasure you have to go through, you experience in dream again. Again you fall asleep. Then again you wake up. That is why it said, always said what? You never wake up directly from dream. You can never go to dream directly. Always you fall asleep, then dream. Again you fall asleep, then you wake up. See, an experience means you either need your samskaras, the vasanas being thrown up in subtle form in our thoughts, or there must be contact with sense organs. All the 10 powers also. When the karma is not there, you cannot have association. Every day, Parabdha ends, you fall asleep. Again, Parabdha begins, you wake up. Like that. Then, no, this Janma's Parabdha is over, you don't wake up. That's a big gap, longer gap. When, until you assume a new physical body, there is something completely, the whole Parabdha ends, the whole body goes. In this body, with these instruments, what all you have to go through, that is a Parabdha. Isn't it? Then there's a gap comes again. So every day coming, that gap is small gap. But in death, bigger gap. We don't know how big the gap. In Mahapralaya, much bigger gap. So according to Shastram, the more punyam you have, okay, the more much longer gaps you have even after death ceases. And somebody was asking, when do they return? How much punyam they have, what sort of punyam they have, how it is to be interpreted, that now we don't know. One thing Shastra makes it very clear, if the person has a lot of punyam, then they may not be immediately born, they may stay for longer duration of time, which means they avoid that. But we don't like, we are always dying for experience. Even this itself is a lesson for us. What? Don't wait for experience. What is that which is the very substratum of experience, because of which the very experiences are possible? Know that. Is it clear now? We wait for experience. No experience will be permanent, and no experience is dependent on punya papa. Experience is dependent on punya papa. Sukha dukkha anubhava. Because whether externally you perceive, internally you perceive, what you're coming in contact with, that's a different thing. But experience is what? Any experience is punyam or papam, isn't it? Some ant bites. That's why Swamiji always says, the mustard bites is from papam has gone. Which means any experience means only through interaction, isn't it? That's why when in Bhagavad Gita, see, I tell you, that verse becomes much clearer for you, must become much clearer for you. The 14th verse in 2nd chapter, 14th verse, it said, Matra sparshastu kaunteya chitoshna sukha dukha daha agamapayino nityaha tam stitikshasva bharata. That is how the order works. There's an end, there's a beginning, there's an end, there's a beginning, there's an end, there's a beginning. Therefore what? It's not continuous. Because there cannot be experience without the jiva coming in contact with the sense organs. There cannot be experience without the what is stored memory being played up, replayed. But it is not, you cannot, even by standing upside down also, you cannot make your, understand, you cannot wake up yourself. It is karma palam which wakes you up. Now I go and wake up that person. That now you can say. But can you wake up when the parabdha is over? No. The person, whether you wake up or a person himself or herself wakes up, the parabdha is there. Karma must be there, only then you will be up. or at least half you will be awake. Half being half awake means what? In dream, you are half awake. Yeah?
If there's a break, our son, during sleep at night, if there's a bigger break at death, presumably, by that logic, there must be lots of even smaller breaks during the day. Between one thought and another, for example. Is that right or not?
No. That avasanam we say, only if there is no pain and pleasure. Then only when in waking, I can take it to answer question only for the waking, not for the dream. Between one and experience, there is no avasanam at all. No, why? Because you're constantly in association with sense organs. Any experience you have, remaining in association, contact with sense organs is what? Any experience you have, remaining in association, contact with sense organs itself is ordained by what? Karma. Even you cannot, Shastram, in this context, Shastram says, today I thought, Shastram makes it very clear, it is impossible for one to remain in contact with sense organs, thereby to have experience without the karma, phalam. Who makes you come in contact with? What is that which determines your coming in contact with sense organs, thereby to have experience? To the karma phalam. And even for the vasanas which you have collected and stored in memory in your nadis, even for them to be thrown up and to be replayed also, some karma must be working. When the karma ends, there is no sukshma anubhava or sthula anubhava. There is neither gross experience nor subtle experience. When there is no experience, that non-experience of the non-experience is sushupti sukham. But generally, what do we think? All the people, you must have a lot of punyam to be able to sleep well. Don't you say that? Is it clear now? This Upanishad makes it very clear that it is not because of your punyam papam you are doing. You neither have punyam nor you have papam. How long?
No,
Abala Parapala says, na.
Yeah.
See, if you are scared of, really lion comes, okay, really there's a lion. I was told the tigers are there. That is why when Anandri was asking to go, I was a little concerned about standing here alone. Mainly, suppose real tiger comes. The real tiger comes, see, they don't come all the time, okay, some occasionally they come. The real tiger comes, and then you are chasing you, that is what? That is also parbala parabdha. Understand? But in dream, the dream tiger comes. The dream, of course, yes, scale is different thing. But still a lot of, isn't it? But in dream also tiger comes. Now, because hearing me telling you all these things, so I myself can dream today. Somebody is going on their own, no, and then some experience go out and all get jumbled and think something can come. A dream that tiger comes. Then that also causes fear, isn't it? But still, then that is a sukshma. It's because abala. Some abala part of the karma pala that you have to suffer that experience of, you know, going through the fear. Which undesirable experience of fear. Going through the undesirable experience of fear. Fear is not desirable experience. It is a papa, isn't it? So what comes as dream is abala paravda. What comes as waking is a prabala paravda. So any anubhava, there is dukkha dukkham, that's why it must be both. In dream and in waking, we do have experience of sukham, which is mixed with the dukkham. Whereas in deep sleep state, the sukham you experience is not mixed with the dukkham. Therefore, it is not because of the punyam or papam. So you have to differentiate that. It's not because of the sukham that you experience because of the punyam. No, that sukham is different. In deep sleep state, the sukham which you have is what? Just you are yourself in sleep. Brahma sukham. Brahma ananda sukham only. Almost. No, that is why whenever the karma works, it woke up, wake up. You be sometimes you say I wake up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it's a different thing. See what generally, see, we should not go detail. Just understand, every day we wake up, isn't it? Generally, see, we use our will, we decide, we want to go somewhere, so wake up. That is a different thing. You simply, without any big plan, you fall asleep. Sometime in the daytime, you have to wake up, no? You have to wake up. If you have no pre-plans, if you don't mind disturbance, then it's an auto-suggestion. If I want to go, I'll get up anytime, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock also. Don't want to go, I will not wake up. These are our own auto-suggestions, no? Sometimes our auto-suggestion also wakes you up. That's a different thing. That is another order of how the mind works. But here, if you cannot decide to sleep for 48 hours, you cannot decide. Sometime you'll be woken up. What wakes you up for the next day is your parabdha. Then any thought which arises in your mind, the waking, which impels you to do next, is also what? You use your will there. And what you experience as a result of what you're doing is also what? Parabdha. The situation is only nimittam, instrumental, for you to go through what is surfacing in your mind. I do some karma, and as a karma, some result comes. But what I think, I did this, that is why the result has come, and then I think this present karma, I connect it. The present karma I do is only instrumental for the old result, which was already there in the form of pain or pleasure, as a result of my adrishta karma, isn't it? My own thing which surfaces. Nothing comes from outside. Okay, it's all stuck in your something. What is here really getting rusting your own mind underneath? It only gets triggered and stirred. It surfaces. The situations what we go through in life are only instrumental for anything, pain or pleasure, anger, pain, hatred, jealousy. All of them which rise what now? Surface only from your own subconscious. And for which external situations become nimittam. Whatever you choose to do, if it is a right, whether you choose to do something, right action or wrong action, doesn't matter. What comes is caused by parabdha karma. That is what we say natural law. Natural law determines the result of action means what? It's very subtle. You should not be very skeptical or doubtful about it. Shastram says we understand. We try to understand. When Shastram says something, we don't really doubt the Shastram. That is when the very beginning, first thing said is what? Shraddha. Don't have any doubt. You are skeptical, finished. Shastram will not help you. No, don't be skeptical. Ask the question how and why and all that. You will try to understand it. Because it's a question of understanding. How to understand it, I should understand. Either it's because whatever Shastram says is a fact, that is the first Shraddha you should have. Whatever Shastram says is a fact. And there are certain things which are non-verifiable. That is why I also, with respect, due respect to Shastram, I simply accept it, but I don't take it as a fact. So what is a matter for belief? I take it as a matter for belief. I respect that matter for belief will be Shastram, like going to Svargaloka or Brahmaloka, etc. And the Shastram itself says it's all time-bound and limited in nature, it is not moksha. And then Shastram, whereas the moksha and concept, when it is unfolded, the nature of reality, etc., it's verifiable. And whatever Shastram says, nowhere it contradicts your reasoning. Nowhere Shastra teaching contradicts your reasoning. Therefore, when you say that generally when you fall asleep and get up, definitely what this is only karma. In fact, Shastra, what says is, you cannot even come in contact with the sense organs if the karma is not there. Even the body you cannot have if the karma is not there. Even to have a body, karma must be there. And having the body, to come in contact with sense organs, to associate, to be able to use them, to have the experience, isn't it? For that also what? You need karma. So not only in the gross form, all subtle form, in your own mind also. For anything, sukshma anubhava or sthula anubhava, experience in subtle form or gross form, you must have both. For both must have karma, and for which then it won't have only sukham, there will be definitely experience of both sukham and dukkham. You know why? The very human birth is because of already your parabdha is what? If you have only punyam, would have gone to higher lokas. Only papa would have gone to other lokas. Tirjak jantu, isn't it? You would have been born as another animal. Only papam you had. You have both punyam and papam to be born a human being. Only as a human being, is a very precious life. Only as a human being, you are blessed with the free will. Only as a human being, you are blessed with the self-consciousness, half knowledge. Only as a human being, you have purusharta. Only as a human being, you are eligible to attain jnanam, to discover moksha. And only as a human being, you are blessed with the very unique equipment called human mind. Which other animal has? Which other animal enjoys his free will, or which other animal enjoys his self-consciousness? Which animal is blessed with the mind? Amazing instrument. And not only you can discover yourself, you can discover also you are blessed with the buddhi shakti to be able to discover what is. That is why we always say this, I would have repeated 108 times, 1,009 times, and innumerable countless times, I would have mentioned that the highest form of manifestation is the self-consciousness. Manifestation of knowledge is what? The knowledge I am. The knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I am is the highest form of manifestation of knowledge. That must be there for any what is. To know what is, you should know first of all you are. If you do not know you are, then how are you going to know what is? To know what is, I should know I am. Then if I want to know what this universe is, if I know what is, then what is this that is? If I want to know, then you should also know what, again Shastram says. He is a scientist. Somebody wants to know what is. Oh, I am. So I want to know what is. Then what is that? What is it which is? If you want to know more, then it is metaphysics, isn't it? If you say, what is this? It's a tree. What is trees? It will more you want to know, isn't it? What is trees? That's where the whole scientist gets stuck. With this, they want to know what this universe is. What this universe is. To know what this universe is, they want to know where has it come from. So they want to know the origin of the universe. So they want to know the creation of the universe. And that's why there are so many theories also. Of course, our own Vaidikas, we saw how many theories of creation are there. And in Vedanta, completely different, it says. There's no creation at all. Means what? Why should we talk about the creation? Then when you want to know what this universe is, then the Vedanta says, instead of working hard to know what the universe is, where has it come from, just ask what you are first. Then you will resolve what? Even the vishaya vishayi bhedaha, subject-object division also is caused by what? See, the maya causes subject-object division, isn't it? In non-dual Brahman. And your mind is capable of causing knower non-duality, division, in non-dual waker. In non-dual waker, division is caused by what? Your own mind. And in non-dual Brahman, who caused the division? Vishya Vishinoho. Subject of division is caused by what? The Maya. Understand? So that is where ask this question. When you discover what you are, you have discovered what this universe is. Shastram does not say you discover what you are, then you can discover what the universe is. When you discover what you are, you have discovered what this universe is. Isn't it? Therefore, when the Shastram says it's a verifiable, it's a non-contradictory, non-controversial, and then definitely nowhere does the teaching contradict your reasoning. In fact, it makes you think properly. And you can see how Shastra makes me think differently also. That you wouldn't have thought that way. See, even simple fact like this. Why can't we always think, for you to have any sukham, you need punyam. There's a based on our own experience. Or also we've been listening for all the time. If only by doing karma, only by earning punyam, I have to experience sukham, I need a karma phalam. The karma is time bound, therefore karma phalam also will be what? Time bound. Whereas what about this sukham? There's a hint is given, without any karma phalam also you can have sukham. That sukham is not earned sukham, it's swarupa sukham. Got the important point there? He wants it or not? See, we always think, our orientation is that I have to do something to earn something, isn't it? Sukham, I want to earn. I don't want to dukkham, okay? By doing wrong things also, I want sukham. Of course, by doing right thing, I expect only sukham. So, sukham I want to earn. How? As a result of doing something, it's a karma phalam. And that sukham will be what? Definitely time bound. Why? Karma is time bound. All the accessories used to perform a karma is also are time bound. Accessories, remember? Then I'll teach you that I have taught you, but still I can remind you again later on. So all the accessories, performance of karma means dependent on so many accessories. All the accessories, time, space, and all the instruments, all the accessories used, needed, required to perform any karma, mundane or secure or sacred or whatever it is, anything is what? Is a time bound. Therefore the karma itself is what? Time bound. So karma phalam also will be what? Time bound. So the sukham or dukkham which you experience is also what? Any experience will be time bound. But here Shastra wants to give you a hint. A without karma also, what now? You don't need any karma for you to understand, to have sukham. You know why? You don't need to have sukham. You are sukham yourself. In deep sleep state, you are, I'm really pray you all see what I'm saying. I pray to Bhagavan that really he makes you see what I'm seeing. In sleep, avidya is there, let avidya be there. You are just yourself. When you are yourself, there is sukham. That sukham, what is the distance between you and sukham in sleep? What is the distance between sukham you have in sleep and yourself? Okay, let me ask this question first. You are there in sleep or not? You are there in sleep or not? You say no, then I will go and have Ganga Snanam. I'll come back more prayerfully to give you more clarity then. I'll pray to Ganga, but Swamiji also is not there. Who can I go and cry to then? But nobody can deny this fact, the existence of oneself in deep sleep state. I am. In dream, I am. In waking, I am. In deep sleep state, I am. How I am? With ajnanam. With ardhajnanam in waking, ajnanam in deep sleep state. Isn't it? But still, I am in sleep, not knowing I am. Therefore, how are you in sleep? You are just yourself in sleep. You are just yourself, which means there's no identity. When can you use expression, you are just yourself? You are just yourself. Nee neeyaga irukkirai. You are just yourself means you are there, just yourself, without any identity, in sleep. When you are yourself without any identity, there is no perception also of yourself. There is neither right perception nor wrong perception. For you to have any perception, you must have some identity, isn't it? Therefore, what happens? There is sukham. And that sukham, that is why it is said, that sukham is not a result of punyam or papam. That sukham which you are, there is experience of the sukham which you have, is just your own swarupam. Unfortunately, you do not know it is your swarupam. You are not able to take ownership of the sukham as your own swarupam because you do not know yourself. The avidya is there, ajnanam is there. What prevents you from taking ownership of the sukham? Because you can't see I itself am the sukham. You cannot say. Why? Because you don't know you are. You don't know you are. Therefore, that what happens in sleep that is there, for Shastram in this context we makes very clear who is the experiencer of the sukham. He wants a pragyaha, is the experiencer. But that means pragyaha, who is the pragyaha? The one who is not able to come in contact with the sense organs. The one who is not able to have the samskaras, the vasanas, thrown up, no subtle form. One who is, actually it seems, the pittam blocks all the nadis and the nose, things also, no thoughts are thrown up there, no vasanas are thrown up. Therefore, no sukshma anubhava, subtle experience of dream also is not possible. Why? Because there's a karma avasanam. Karma avasanam. It's a gap between beginning of the part of the karma and the end of the part of the karma. That time, you cannot come in contact with the form of vasanas. And then, or with the sense organs, therefore no sukha-dukha anubhava. That is why we say that experience is experience of the non-experience of pain and pleasure, which means punya-papam is what? Karma-phalam. But that sukham is what? Not karma-phalam. Still there is, without any karma also you have what? Sukham. You got the point what I'm saying? Yeah.
You said two reasons why vasanas are
thrown. No. I said this pittam shastram. I'm going to come to the point. Let me treat. I'll come to the mantra. I'll come to the use the term pittam. I stopped it again because I want to make it very clear. We'll discuss it tomorrow in the fresh in the morning. I'll come use the term. I'll explain it tomorrow morning. Why? Because let me complete it now. I stopped it because I didn't want to confuse. Because our Vipinji came with the thing. What is it? Some duration something he asked. That's why I said there is this, using our own will, because our own plans sometimes happen. That's also part of a thing. But anyway, in there's something called deep sleep state, which deep sleep state. The disturbance-free sleep means karma vasanam. What should take it? That you want to, you should take it. Who says this? Shastram says. How long? Isn't it? How long? Deep sleep state is a karma avasanam, gap between the end of prarabdha and the beginning of new karma. Only few hours? Yes. The durational, this again is all in the order. You got a subtle point today. This is something very important you need to know. So punya papa karmana jatam phalam. Any fruit born of the karma will be time bound. Punya papam also will give you what? Only sukham and dukkham. Only pairs of opposites. Reduce all the pairs of opposites into what? Finally, sukha dukkham only. You reduce all the pairs of opposites into sukha dukkham only. Isn't it? Because always our idea is sukham also is punya phalam, dukkham also is punya papa phalam, karma phalam. Sukha dukkham as a karma phalam has gone into our buddhi. But here, before, because it's going, preparing you now for the last question, what now? Turim is going to come, isn't it? Tomorrow I have to finish this fourth and the fifth tomorrow. I'll finish that. Because it comes connected. Last question comes in the connected. The next chapter also. Yeah. See, Brahma Sukha means what happened? See. Yeah, no, Brahma Sukha means what I'm saying. If at all we want to have a Brahman experience, that's why you say you fall asleep. It's enough. There is Brahma Sukha in deep sleep state, but you do not know. You do not know. That is why you need jnanam.
So you really don't know what you experience.
Huh? No. You are experiencing. There is experience is there, but you do not know this is what is Brahma Sukha. Experience is there. But Brahma Sukham is not an object of experience. When you understand that, you don't say the Sukham as an object of experience. Where is the division? Where is the subject and where is the object? In Brahma Sukham, subject, object, experience is different. Division is not there. Isn't it? That's why you need a cognitive appreciation of Brahma. Jnana. That is why we say, in sleep, the ajnanam is there. You do not know. You have to resolve the ahankara, na? Ahankara remains resolved there.
Sir, when you get to jnana, would you experience something?
That's why, you don't wait for experience. In jnanam, you will not, you won't experience. In jnanam, only take ownership of what is there. You resolve everything as mithya there. All the experiences you can cognitively resolve as mithya. Isn't it? See, in fact, in jnanam, you will not wait for experience. There's another big problem. I repeat one thing. Experience means you are in contact with the mind and sense organs. In sleep, you are not, you have the mind, you have the sense organs, you have the organs of actions, but you are not in connection with them, contact with them. Your own body, you do not know you are in deep sleep state. And how will you know that you have a body, you have a mind, you have sense organs? You are not in contact with the body, mind, sense complex, the instruments of enjoyment, the abode of enjoyment. You are just yourself in sleep. Fantastic being yourself is the most wonderful thing. But unfortunately, but with the jnanam you are. You are, isn't it? You are with the jnanam. See, you need a lot of people, if they're not used to listen to this regularly, systematically, and they can't even appreciate what is being taught, what is being said. You think all these people are wasting their time. There's so much to do, so many things to do. Isn't it? There's something different. There's a lot of exposure is also important here. So, one thing, experience, anubhavaha. See, this so much of understanding is important for you not to wait for experience. That's why Pooja Swamiji always, he said, my God, how much you had, the whole jagat is given to that idea that so strongly we can experience. And then they want realize the self. What realizing? They want realize the self. And they want experience Brahman. They want experience moksha. They want something to happen. Some light to go up and down. Or something to happen. Some supernatural experience they want. What? How confused? What a vague. Shastram is so clear. It's like physics. You have to go very clean. That's why take the word experience. If you analyze what experience is. Experience, you can say cognition, perception, knowledge, understanding, experience, all synonyms, very close things. And they're all dependent on what? You have to use the instruments of knowledge in terms of sense organs and antahkaranam, mind. Mind is the whole I'm saying, don't separate mind, okay? When I say mind, I mean it's an instrument of knowledge. Internal organ of knowledge. And external, bahyakaranani, antahkaranam. You are based on that only. Without this division, isn't it? Without the sense organs and mind, there cannot be whatever experience. And that experience is what now? Is possible the experience of external objects or the experience of the external objects which took place, which happened before and which caused impressions in the mind which remain in your memory in subtle form, which Shastra talks about some nadis which are completely non-verifiable, and they again for them to be thrown up and then for replayed also, some order has to work for this thing, only then you can have experience. And for that experience to happen, for you to be able to use the instruments of enjoyment experience, you need what? Karma. Phalam must be there. Without the karma phalam, you cannot have that. When there is no karma phalam, some small gap comes. Even though you have some part of the punya phalam, you got the body mind complex, but there is a small, for a few hours, in our karma avasanam is there, you are cut off from your own body mind complex. Isn't it? See how, first of all, aham vritti must be there. The experiencer must arise first. Only then experience is possible. Only then experience can happen. Isn't it? The subject-object division must happen. So that is you are dissociated for length of time. That is why this body which is given also is still what now. That's why beautiful it is said bhoga ayatanam, bhogaha, enjoyment, experience. What do you say? You are the source of, without you, there cannot be any enjoyment, there can't be any experience. Of the, there can't be object, there cannot be subject also. You are the source of experience. Isn't it? So without you, there cannot be experiencer. Without you, there is no experience. Without you, there cannot be the experienced also. That's why Triputi Bheda, this Jnatru Jnana Jnaya Triputi Bheda, this knower known knowledge division, you can resolve only when you discover the very root. What is that? And beyond that, you cannot go. What is that? What? You can only reduce the whole Jagat into what? You can say knower known knowledge or subject object division. Knower and known, experiencer and the experienced. You have to ask the question, who is the experiencer? Who, what is this experienced? If you analyze, you arrive at what? Only one vastu. And what is that vastu? What is source of that vastu? You need not ask. Because you will not be there. By the time you arrive at that vastu, you will not be there to again to probe into the question thing. You will resolve the experiencer, you will resolve the experienced, and you have to stop there. That is what we call satyam. That's why we use this beautiful Sanskrit terms, adhisthanam. Adhisthanam. Sthanam means place. Literally what sthanam means what? Place. The stha, dhatu, root. Tishthati, stays, stands. Remains, stha, tishthati, sthanam, place. Now Rishikesh is a sthanam, Delhi is a sthanam, London is a sthanam, a place, a sthanam and a place. But adhisthanam means that which is the absolute sthanam beyond which you cannot move anywhere. Move it, that is the only thing in which everything moves. Now water is the adhisthanam. Adhisthanam, in which the so-called forms and names wave, no, move. The same way, what is the adhisthanam, where we talk about experiencer, knower, observer, who this observer is, what the experienced or the observed is, and what the experience is, isn't it? This knower known duality, experiencer experience dvaitam, the duality is caused in what? In one non-dual Brahman reality. Experiencer experience duality is caused. But you don't need to go undo anything here. You have to only cognitively resolve. That is the greatness of the human intellect. Human intellect. Human intellect is amazing, isn't it? So, being born human beings, the people who have made the best, the most, the total use of human intellect are Indian rishis. I'm not saying there are not rishis other part of the world, but why? What is there? They might have been rishis, but here, then we say rishis. What best you can, how much can you use the buddhi? What should, the buddhi should culminate in, how far can you use the buddhi? How much can you use the buddhi? What is the maximum, the best, the most things that you can accomplish using this buddhi? Beyond which the buddhi cannot go anything anymore beyond this. What is that point? That is Brahmajnanam. That's why we call it absolute knowledge, para vidya. In such a wide, in this knowledge, you see how puny, tiny, non-entities I am and we are all. We see the small. In that, we can see all this, you know, all we can resolve the whole Jagat innumerably, that's why inexplicably vast. The galaxies and solar system, all those things, we say, where is it? But the beauty is in the human intellect. In the human intellect, you can discover its truth, where the buddhi is, where the mind is. What is the locus of the mind? mind as a whole, antakaranam as a whole, without antakaranam, there's no jagat. The jagat does not exist outside of your mind, antakaranam. The jagat exists outside of your mind. You know, it must be there for you even when you are in sleep. No, young people ask this, they stretch the eggs, they'll ask this, no? Even when I sleep, jagat exists, isn't it? Jagat exists for whom? For you? You don't know you are. Where does jagat exist for you when you are in sleep? See, jagat is not a source of happiness. Jagat is not response of unhappiness in sleep. Jagat does not, is jagat, isn't it? In sleep. Therefore, jagat doesn't exist outside of you, mind. So mind doesn't exist independent of you, outside of you. So jagat is you. Reduce the jagat to your knowledge, and knowledge to experienced to the experience, experience to the experiencer, then resolve the experiencer in the awareness. You can say everything is what? The experiencer, experience, and the experienced, all the three are what? Actually, mithya. Experiencer status is mithya, experience is mithya. We don't say unreal, tucham. And the experienced is also mithya. What is satyam is neither experiencer, nor the experience, nor the experienced. Isn't it? Therefore, what is made in this, just by talking about the deep sleep, one who obtains in such a state is the prajna, he is going to say. Who is the experiencer of the sukham? He wants to say the prajna. Who is the prajna? Jivaha. Who is the jiva? Consciousness. Associated with what? Avidya. But that prajna experiences sukha means, isn't it? Then what is that sukham? The prajna is the one who experiences sukham. Which sukham? The sukham which is not the karma phalam, which is not the punya papa phalam, which is not the punya phalam. Why? Because the sukham experienced in the waking and the dream are mixed with dukkham also. The dukkha rahita sukham which is experienced is not the punya phalam. It is the karma avasanatvate, isn't it? It is something with, because there is no karma for any experience. Still you take it as an experience. That's a different thing. There's no experience, isn't it? There's no sukha-dukkha anubhava. You got the point what I'm saying? It is not the sukhambana of punyam. It is not the others, it's not like anything else. The sukhambana of the punyam, when you take which is experience along with the dukkha experience, because there's no punya papa karma, because an end of the power of the karma, there's a gap between the beginning and the end of beginning of a new karma and end of that karma, that time, isn't it? Therefore, there is no karma, therefore the contact is not possible. Contact with the sense organs also is not possible. Therefore, the replaying of your own stored emotion, the thing also, experience also is not possible. Therefore, abala, parabala, parabdha, phalam is not that. That is actually as very near to what? Nearest to the Brahmanandaha. Nearest to the Brahmanandaha. The only difference is what? Jnanam. In jnanam, The same, you are just in jnanam, in objectivity, I tell you repeated, in objectivity, in jnanam, in spite of the duality, this non-duality is real for you. Then you are yourself in jnanam. While experiencing the duality also, you are yourself. Isn't it? Whereas in sleep, you are yourself without knowing you are. In jnanam, you are yourself knowing what you are. That is the difference. But you cannot have jnanam in sleep, okay? You cannot have jnanam in sleep. Some people also want it. Is it possible for me to have jnanam, shravanam, everything sleeping? If that is possible, all of us will like to do only shavasanam. Today, what is one small lesson I taught you? Sushupti sukham is not the result of punya phalam. Is not the punya phaladam sukham. It is not the result of the punyam. Because it's not mixed with the dukkham. How come that we have that gap? General, don't ask me, okay? Therefore, who is the experience of the sushupti sukham? You can see it direct, your direct answer, no. The one who, no? I just have finished, no. Who is Tejasa? He says, the one who experiences sukham in deep sleep state is Tejasa. And who is that one? The sukham, the one who experiences the sukham, which is not the punya phalam, like the sukham experienced in waking in the dream along with the thing, because of the karma avasana. And he is the experience of the sukham. That experience also is another than the jiva, who is essentially pure consciousness, identified with the avidya, obtaining in deep sleep state. You got it now, the prajna. So the conversion takes place, isn't it? The tajasa. When does tajasa become a prajna? In karma avasane prajna. When the karma is there, that is Vishwa or Taijasa. For you to be, Prajna is the one who is not able to come in contact with the sense organs. The one who is not able to, have the subtle thoughts also to be replayed. Why he cannot have? What prevents him from having it? Karma. So no karma. I like this particular point, isn't it? Okay. We'll come back and see, okay? Tomorrow morning we'll have the class at 8 o'clock. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.